Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, my name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm talking with Danny Nadry. He is the Country Manager Australia for Sheckle Brainway. I bet some of you have never heard of Sheckle Brainway. The ASX code is SBW. This is fascinating stuff. This is technology, ladies and gentlemen, but artificial intelligence, technology. It's an Israeli-based company, great technology, great innovation, and I wanted Danny to come on because I don't think many of our community actually know too much about it. And I'm going to call them SBW for now and for this, because that's the ASX code. But great, great innovation, really interesting, profitable, but with a startup. So this is going to be a very interesting chat. So sit back, take some notes. Danny, good to see you. Welcome to Small Caps.
Thank you, Kerry. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Danny, first up, this is the first time you and I have had a chat. Now, Sheckle Brainway. Let's just get that out of the way. Where did the name Sheckle Brainway? Because Sheckle is the Israeli currency.
It is. And it's almost a regular question, I guess. Somehow we need to solve it. So let's start by saying the company preceded the currency. So what the company was formed, the Israeli currency, was actually Lira. It wasn't Sheckle. And only later the government changed it to Sheckle. We didn't steal the currency name. You know, the company was actually ahead of the currency. And actually, Sheckle is from the biblical world to weigh or weighing measurements. And that's really in the essence of what we do in our sensors, is weighing only digitally, not like the Bible. The interesting part comes with the word brainway, where 4 years ago we understood that if we add complexity of artificial intelligence and advanced mathematics to our sensors, we can actually create a new enabling technology, almost like a talking surface. So when you think of a name, it's a combination of what we normally do, which is digital weighing and adding the artificial intelligence. But for our conversation, let's call it SBW. It's going to make it easier.
Okay, we'll make it easy, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Did you know? Bit of history there. Sheckle, this company, was before Sheckle became a currency in Israel. And I didn't know Lira was before Sheckle. So there you go. Bit of history. So with SBW, it is all about weighing machines, but artificial intelligence. What I want to find out is before we get into sort of, I guess, the startup side of the business, let's talk about the traditional side, which is the weighing business, the traditional weighing business, which has got really strong revenues, hasn't it, and profitability.
Yes, it's been profitable with a growing revenue. This year, we had a record revenue of 22.2 million US just on the on Sheckle scale, the original business, if you will. We take this very smart sensors. They look simple, but they're all very patented technology with very unique metal behind it and very unique design. And then we put it into different components. And almost like Intel inside, this is an OEM device that fits into other elements, both in the retail and the healthcare. So not necessarily in Australia, but when you do a self-checkout, the security scale is our scale, with companies like Toshiba or Fujitsu or others. And in the same way, we do this for the healthcare industry with baby incubator. So any baby which is born premature and you need to put it in an incubator, it needs to be weighed all the time. It's the same with the baby warmer. So we put almost like an Intel inside devices within this product that you don't see the word Sheckle, but they're all inside. And we sell a few tens of thousands of these devices in a year, together with some other projects that we do predominantly in Israel, you know, weighing the luggage in airport, weighing trucks, weighing other elements. So this business has always been profitable, continued to grow, had a wonderful year in 21 with new clients from Europe, together with clients like GE Healthcare, Toshiba, Fujitsu, Atom in Japan. If you will, very large clients that have been with us for quite a while and are very trustful of the products and the technology itself.
Well, clearly the technology must work, because those are big brand names. Those are quality names. Just explain, how difficult was it to create those, I guess, partnerships with the likes of Toshiba and GE?
Consistency and quality. We're not necessarily the cheapest in the market, but the quality and the consistency is critical. If we produce these elements, which are then faster and more accurate than other devices, these companies not to appreciate it. But just to give you a feel, these type of companies would also check your factory every 6 months in Asia for the quality. So you're under an extreme standards of quality, manufacturing, supply chain management, management itself. So to do this, it takes longer to actually acquire them on board. Once they are on board, it's very likely they'll stay with you for a while. And that's why we are very pleased to say we had 3 new clients from Europe in 21. People think, okay, it's just 3 clients. What's so special about it? But every client buys in millions, and they share with you. So it's not clients that buy $50,000. They would normally stay with you. It takes a long time to bring them on board. Once they're on board, it's easier to stay with them.
Interesting, Danny. It's an Israeli company. Why the listing on the ASX, and what was the thinking behind, I guess, making a play into the ASX market?
Look, I think it's important to see the overall picture. Israel is a hub for technology companies. There are thousands of technology companies, and each decide to be funded differently. Okay. When we looked at funding the startup, not necessarily the original business, which was not needing, it was always profitable.
Yeah.
And it was about 3-4 years ago, the idea that going to a public market would be very good for the company in a sense of visibility. So we deal with very large clients. So being on the public space is going to give better credibility, better exposure to the company when you're dealing with them. Rather than just being funded through funds or high network, if you will. We looked at few exchanges. Obviously, Nasdaq is a bit further away from our perspective. It's not too big to go to Nasdaq. So, we looked at few exchanges. The ASX was interesting. It was, first of all, in English. It's Commonwealth in the sense that it's the same taxation system. And compared to other exchanges that we looked at, like AIM or in Singapore, that was a better fit. There was also a good demand. So we were able to raise the money relatively, in good comfort, and thought that was a good exchange to come to.
All right. So the weighing business has been around for a while, very profitable. Talk to me about this startup, the product, where you're at with it, and why right now it's a very exciting time for the business.
It starts with the technology. It starts with saying that some really smart engineers in our Genius Lab in Israel said, just give me these sensors, put it in 4 edges of a shelf, if you will, and we're going to analyze a lot of signals, thousands of data points coming from these sensors. And when we add artificial intelligence to it, we will create a talking shelf, if you will. We will understand everything that happens there. If I would need to do this with hardware, just to give you a feel, so it's a normal shelf in the supermarket is 1 meter by 40 centimeters.
We will need
about 4,000 little weighing in order to understand what we do with just 4. So we artificially divide the shelf into a 1 square centimeter resolution. It's almost like we created a grid on every shelf. And on each of these square centimeter, we know the weigh in a 1 gram resolution. I know I'm getting too technical here, but the implication of this is that you're going to take a pasta Barilla sauce from the shelf, and I'm going to know. And I'm going to know this is Barilla pasta sauce and not the other pasta sauce.
Wow.
We can differentiate Coke from Fanta or from
wow. Hang on a second. Now I'm getting that. I want to know the technology, because don't they weigh the same?
No.
Oh.
So a 1.5 liter Coke actually weighs anywhere from 1,580 gram to 1,620 grams. So there may be a 40 gram difference on every bottle. If you take tomorrow six 1.5 liter bottle and you actually put them on the way, you will see that it is different from one another. Not only this, it may be different week over week. So there's a whole machine learning capability that we add. So not only we think we know which product, we also understand how it changes almost week by week. So the ability to understand product to a very, very accurate way is what we do. And by accurate way, I mean over 99% accuracy. So if you would ever compare it to what cameras can do, and a lot of people talk about cameras, you know, they would be at 60, 70% accuracy. We're at 99. That's kind of the difference of what this technology is.
Let me just stop you there. You're saying that a camera is 60 to 70% accurate, but your weighing machine is 99%. It's a weighing machine. It's not a camera.
No, it's not a camera.
I'm trying to get my head around that, but how can a weighing
machine... So when you talk about autonomous tours today and other applications, they try to do with cameras. And what they try to do is, first of all, understand that this is Carrie who walked into a store and then put something which looks like a polygon, basically a shape of yourself moving around the aisle, and then picking up products. So if the product is very large and very top shelf, like a Coca-Cola or a very large, cereal box, yeah, it's easier for camera to understand it. But if you're going to, you know, go down to the second shelf and pick up two chocolate bars, a camera will hardly understand that this is two compared to one or three. So the ability of cameras to actually detect smaller products in shelf when they're actually inside the shelf and not up front is very limited compared to our ability to understand products in a very efficient way and cheap.
Daddy, talk to me about are other people doing what you're doing, or is this so complex that SBW have got the ability to put this out? Because I'm looking at it from an investor point of view and I'm thinking, all right, you're starting to roll this out. Tell me what the investment thesis is. In other words, how's it going? What's it going to look like? And can other people go and do what you're doing?
So on the tech side itself, it's going to be extremely hard. The sensors themselves have been something that we perfected through the years and are very accurate and fast. They're also patented. The artificial intelligence is quite complex. We developed it ourselves, as well as the statistical analysis model and the machine learning capability. And then integrating them together creates a technology that you're almost unreachable to do in the same way. People will try to do it with optics, with cameras, with computer vision. But the way we do this, weighing plus artificial intelligence, is not only very complex, but it's also very cost-effective. It's cheaper than what other people are doing. Now, the retail space is a massive space. We develop for applications in retail, in the shelving on the supermarket, smart fridges. Obviously, others will try to develop as well using different technologies. So we don't think we're going to be there alone. Neither we should. It's retail. Nothing is 100%. But we have a strong place in proving our technology is very beneficial, and we start to see this. So just to give you an example, the new startup has implemented its technology in five locations of autonomous stores, two in Paris, one in Germany with GK. We just opened the one in the US for the first time, and one that's going to open in Israel. Amazon Go, this big brand of Amazon, only have 30 shops after 6 years that they launched. So every Amazon store is in the millions in terms of cost. We bring up stores for 250 grand, 300 grand. So that's our ability to scale compared to competitors. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be competitors, but like anything in retail, you're not going to be 100%. But we think that what we bring to the market is so competitive and so beneficial to the retailers and the users that we definitely have a massive opportunity in front of us. We see the same with the smart fridges. So the first order we got from Israel for the smart fridge, and I know we haven't talked about it, but a smart fridge is unlike your normal vending where you go and you kind of press a button and a Coke fall, and that's all you do. You basically, you know, drop a bottle of water and you leave. Our smart fridge allows you to open a fridge door. Nothing moves, nothing, there's not nothing that actually moves. You tap your card, you open a fridge door, and all the products are laid on smart shelves, which means I can put dairy and salads and healthy food, and I can sell you products that are not traditionally on vending. And you'll take whatever you want from the shelf and you close the door and the transaction is complete. We have more than 150 now in operation in Israel, in transport, hospitals, commercial centers, a lot in offices. We have an order for almost 70 units in Belgium installing this month. And we have the first one in Sydney, in a hospital in Sydney as well.
This must be very good for the retailer in terms of stock losses. In other words, we all know, you know, a sneaky little something goes out the door, but they can't do anything. If it's behind a door and you have to tap your card before you get access and you take something, I would have thought that the retailer must think this is fantastic, because I would have thought the losses would go down to almost zero.
The shrinkage is much lower. What they call stealing in the industry is shrinkage. But it's obviously a much lower, if you will. But what it also allow you is a 24/7 operation. And these smart vending, which are not really vending, it's micro market. Think about it as a small stores that operate 24/7. So when you close your large retailer at 9 o'clock at night, you may put this store, you know, these little fridges outside the store, and now it becomes a 24/7 operation for your 40 high runners, if you will. So dairy products, salads, you know, yogurts, things that people will maybe consume on a regular basis, you can now consume 24/7 without manning them, without putting a person there. And that is very appealing to them, aside from what we call inventory management. And the inventory management is really understanding anything that moves in and out of shelves.
I want to go into the investment side of things, Danny, because I said at the start, the ASX code is SBW. We're calling it SBW. Talk to me about the rollout and what the news is going to be for 2022. For those people looking at this and going, wow, this is a big market, because we talked Australia, but this is global retail. It's a game changer. How big is the market? How quickly can you penetrate it? And where do you see SBW going with this?
In the billions. So every marketing research that we see look at investment in the range of $380 billion in automation for retail, or only 20 some billion just by 2025 in different automation elements of retail. And in Australia, we see, you know, early days of it with the self-checkout. So if you remember, maybe 5 years ago, if you go to a supermarket, there's going to be 6 or 7 manned line. You're going to have to stand in line, and maybe 2 self-checkout. If you go today, there may be 2 and maybe 20 self-checkout. That's the type of automation that retail is looking for. They're looking for understanding products and how you can, you know, how you as a consumer interact with them. That's the world we're playing, and they're going to invest in the billions in the coming years to make it more efficient. They also want you to stand less in line, so your whole experience should be much more seamless. And that's the market that we go after. And granted, in Australia, we're a bit more spoiled. We have a lot more space. When you think about places like Saigon or different locations in massive urban areas in New York, then getting to do this efficiently is critical to their making money. That's how they actually become more efficient and make more money. And we see this across the board. And we expect this market to only grow. What we saw in 2021 for Shekel is a record year for the scale division, but also an exponential growth on our startup. So our startup that just started commercializing in 2020 with $300,000 is sold close to $1 million in 2021, and is looking to have a continued exponential growth going forward. So you know, going back to your question, when we look at 2022, it looks like growth, 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 and push, push, push. on the two division, on the two type of business. Just continue to do what we're doing. The opportunities are there. We don't need to guess for it, just to capture them.
I think it's really important for my audience to understand, though, that there are lots of tech startups, and with tech startup comes risk. But it's very important for them to understand that Sheckle Brainway, the weighing business, which has been around since, what, I think 1971, actually is very profitable. And this is all, engaged together so that there's a de-risk factor to this so-called startup. It's not a traditional startup. But you did raise some money recently. I'd like to know where those funds are going. And in future, will you need to do a capital raise, or will the revenue from the weighing business help to support as you roll out the new business, the startup?
Look, it's important to understand that the revenue and the profit from the weighing business has supported the startup in the last 4 years. So it's been a 4 years of development until we brought the technology, always funded through the major business. So that's going to continue to happen. We want to continue to push the startup, whereas the blue sky over there. The funds that we're raising now is predominantly growth, predominantly putting more people on the ground, selling more, being present in front of clients more, doing more projects in autonomous stores, smart fridges, and what we do with the startup. So most of the money goes to growth. Some of it go to optimization of supply chain management, production. As you've seen, the world has experienced dramatic changes in the last year with supply chain management, electronics availability. We actually took advantage of some of it where our competitors couldn't deliver, we could. And some of it with getting better management, if you will, of parts is something that created an advantage for us. We see this advantage going forward. So most of the money is for growth and how we do more and more. And the business will continue to support the startup. And you're right about de-risking some of the normal risk that goes with a startup.
Danny, where's the biggest growth for this new product you see? Because we talked a little bit about Australia. Are you looking at all markets? Like, you know, China's huge. The US market is massive. What sort of inroads are you having there?
Look, we're very excited about the US, and especially what happened with the opening of the first autonomous stores with Nourish and Bloom that received a massive media attention in the US in Atlanta. They're looking at hundreds of stores in the US in terms of what they're looking to do. And that was very exciting to see. We also have the new smart fridge hubs that is now being trialed with about 20 selected clients in the US. And they have the potential to order in hundreds. The other market that was performing very well is Europe, especially with this order for Colruyt. And that is exciting to see that the market in Europe. And frankly, we just announced in our recent investor presentation the largest single order we received, 1.6 million US, for a new application. We haven't seen it yet in Australia, but this is a smart cart. So you know how you walk with your cart in the supermarket? These carts will have two weighing systems, one on top and one on the bottom. And you'll go in a shopping center and you'll just weigh whatever you need to weigh, being your organic bananas or whatever. You put it on the cart and the cart will understand exactly what you have. The first order is for a weighing system that will go into 5,000 of these smart carts to different providers in Israel and also abroad. And that's a deal we just announced. Very nice. And we're very happy about this new app. So almost across the board, we see this. Asia has not been a strong market for us, aside from working with Toshiba and Atom in Japan and Fujitsu. So we normally sell to these players, but where they sell it is up to them. So we don't normally engage with Asia. And I think it's a very, very important question what you just asked. I think Asia should be a strong market for us once we have the potential to grow, the resources to grow.
Well, and as you say, as we said earlier, it's a startup, but massively de-risk. Awesome having you on today, but we are running out of time. Danny, I'll have to get you back on once there's a bit more growth as well, because this is the future, ladies and gentlemen. This is technology. It's the way we're going to go. Food we all know, but all the other applications that this could be engaged with, healthcare, weighing things that are different and allowing people, and I guess the shrinkage for supermarkets globally, they're going to be, I guess, pretty excited about this. Danny, as I say, running out of time, everyone knows I asked this at the end, three reasons why people should be sitting up and taking notice of ASX SBW right now.
The first reason has got to be the technology. When you receive four Intel awards recognizing the technology and validating it, that's where the strength is. It's going to stay with us. It's been with us 40 years. It was always the technology that pushed us forward. And that's got to be the first reason, patented and trade secret within the company. I think the second reason has got to be the market size. We're not dealing with some niche application. This is retail. They're going to invest money. They're going to have to buy. They're going to have to automate. If we're there, they're going to use not 100% from us, but we're going to find our place within this massive market. So I think we're dealing with an opportunity to grow exponentially is a critical element. And the third is, I think, that the point that you mentioned, it's almost like you're investing in a startup, which is underpinned by a stable business. So we put our money where our mouth is, if you will. The business itself is investing in the startup. And in a sense, we de-risk a lot of the elements that involve new startups that, you know, can go bust. We'll not go in bust. We have a business that will continue to support. We may pivot, we may do changes, but you're still investing in a stable business.
Danny, where can people find you? You mentioned an investor presentation. Is that on your website?
That's on our website, and that was also announced on the ASX. Our website is shekelbrainway.com. Sorry, not .com.au, just shekelbrainway.com. And we have quite a lot of research. I mean, research that was just published about us put the share price at 35 cents. We're traded at 16. So there's some massive anomaly with how research see the company compared to where we traded it. So we definitely think there's a massive growth in the share itself.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a technology story. It's changing the way that we're all going to be doing business in the future, the weighing, the understanding of how people purchase things and these smart shelves using this artificial intelligence. So it's hardware, software, integration. Where else could it have come from? But Israel, they're very smart over there. ASX code SBW. Danny Nadri, thank you so much for joining me on Small Caps today.
Thank you, Kerry. A pleasure to be with you.